Oh my god. Hi guys, I'm Ryan. I am a sex and love addict.
Ryan.
Great to be here. I'm really, really nervous. I'm just going to ask higher power to just take a breath and ask for God to speak through me today, to guide my thoughts and my share, and that at least one person will glean some wisdom and connection and encouragement from what's about to spill out of my mouth. So I really appreciate Tim for asking me to come along today. I was really actually extremely honored, and you know, me and Tim actually haven't had a lot of connection and outreach, but I was really, because I've seen Tim in the rooms quite a lot, and anyway, it's really great to be here again. Now, what I'm going to share about, I've been in the program for over 2 years. What established my rock bottom was a relationship that really highlighted how my life was unmanageable and how powerless I was to, seeking and things outside of myself. And it just highlighted how little I had a relationship with not only my inner child, that's been a huge part of my journey in recovery, but also God. And being in these rooms and finding a sponsor, I started off on the online meetings, the NYC Augustine men's meetings, and at some point I kind of felt like, because it's stated in the SLAA literature, we live in the real world, so we don't live in a bubble of just guys talking about their sex and love issues. A big part of my problem is that how I would interact with women and how I would put not just women but other people on a pedestal. They would become my high power. So I eventually sought out an in-person co-ed meeting, and that led me down here on the west side, and for me that's been a really, really important part of my recovery. So and I was thinking today what I want to share about, and this is an artist in recovery meeting. I'm an actor, and oftentimes when I go back to my career, I remember at drama school, I was always told that I was my own worst enemy, my toughest critic, and that still carries through to that to today. And for me to sit here and ask high power to kind of help me through this, and to really share authentically and vulnerably and openly without putting on the con, is something that's incredibly hard for me. I feel like you guys are going to just hear me and I sound stupid. There's even a part of me that remembers a photograph. There's a photograph of me umming and erring, and I think it was a photo taken at a point where someone like my mother or my father had just told me to get on with it or get your shit together or something like that. And this was like my remembrance of my upbringing, was a sense that I had to be on point, hospital corners. There's no room for being airy-fairy, and I was often criticized in high school for being away with the fairies or going off on tangents and not being concise. And I was just such a child that was so creative. And my mother is also the same thing, but she, based on her own trauma, didn't have the capacity to not only, she didn't stand up for me because she couldn't stand up for herself. And so she spent her whole life trying to conform. And a big part of my amends to her was going, hey, I see you, and you can give me what I wanted. Because I wanted you to be the mirror, but a big part of my amends was going, hey, here's that safe space that I'm giving you now, and we can share in this. And it was one of the most amazing moments of my life. And it's a testament to how amazing this program of recovery is. When I was growing up, I felt like I couldn't just be myself in many ways. I was always thinking I had to kind of, put on the con, read other people, like thanks, and adapt to them. And when I was at drama school, my own worst critic, I was always kind of, I found rehearsal really tough to see, like if I was doing a play, the process of rehearsing and not knowing my lines and learning the lines was really hard because I didn't have my shit together. Even though that's an intrinsic and important part of the process of putting a play up, I was always focused on being perfect and getting to the end result, and having that, a clean, presentable package from the jump. And even as an artist, I used to draw. I found doing the developmental sketches really hard, and I'd always kind of try to do something that was like finished, and then I would get the validation, and that would be it. So for me to be in recovery, and for people seeing me not knowing what the hell I'm doing, and bearing witness to that, is really challenging, because I just want to be, I guess I just want the comfort and is the validation of, I don't know, it's, but I'm just really, I'm feeling very vulnerable. And so I was talking about the fact of people seeing me in that process of becoming really tough for me to reveal to other people. So oftentimes, I would, but anyway, coming back to what led me to the rooms, and what's been really important about my journey through recovery is that I'm now developing a closer relationship to my inner child, and I'm showing up for that kid who didn't really feel like he belonged. And every day I sit down, and like this morning, because I was kind of freaking out about today, I just sat with him and said, "Hey buddy, I love you. I'm sorry that I sell you a story of that, of fear, and that you're going to walk into a space where people will judge you, and I know that's not true. And also there's a lot of, I was at work last night, and I realized there's a lot of anger and resentment in me many times that can just crop up very quickly. And for me, anger and fear, like I recognize that when I experience fear, as a defense mechanism, I want to make someone else the enemy and make someone else the threat. But I'm really, like last night, I took myself to the bathroom and just, again, connected with my, because, as I say, resentment is the number one killer. And I just do my best each and every day to soothe that part of me that just, again, wants to make it about someone else having all the, I am making someone else my higher power when they anger me, or when I feel like an injustice has been done to me. I think the one thing I want to sort of, I don't know why this is coming up. Thanks. That's one. My grandmother's turning 100 this year, and I'm turning 50 this year, and we're both Scorpios, and I get to celebrate that with her. And a lot of my upbringing was about, I'm an actor, but I was, my grandmother at this time in her life has become a bit of a celebrity in the, she was in the armed forces. And her whole life, she was kind of like just hiding behind my grandfather and living her own life. But now, just by being her, she gets to encourage so many people, and just through living through so much. and I guess I try to hang on to that myself, that it's not about necessarily being, like, as I said, I was talking about these moments in time when I get to create something or get to be on point or whatever, but I, my life itself is the miracle and is the art, the greatest art form, and just me getting up and sharing today, which can be very scary, hopefully can encourage someone. It's not necessarily about the stuff that spills out of my mouth, but thank you so much for today.
Thanks.